because of where we are in the cycle of time, the urgency of the transcendence of the ego illusion is reaching an extreme point for yogis. We must become Mahayogis now. We must become yogis who never fall into the illusion of the ego, but remain always aware of the real self and abiding in that self, so that we are never deceived by our own minds and brought into one of the veils of suffering that the ego is so clever at covering over your consciousness with, to create a sense of lack and of other emotions that bring unhappiness. We must keep the light lit and shining without obscuration. And in that state of universal consciousness, rather than an individual illusory consciousness, in order to have the strength and the stability and the power of the universal self to bring to bear in every moment and every situation, so that we can break through the glitches and the dense negative vibrations that would otherwise create obstacles, both externally and internally. We must be free of any of those obstacles and be able to function to free others. So it is imperative to remain in self-realization 24/7 and not fall into ego chatter or its accompanying affects of anxiety and depression and anger and fear and all of its stories and narratives and manipulations and karmic enmeshments that create suffering and that cut the connection to the source of your being and the flow of life energy that enables you to rise to ever higher states. We must reach Paramashiva. We must reach the state of the absolute now, in order not to be affected by the kinds of events that will be occurring on the phenomenal plane. That immunity to the contamination of Real One by the dark and demonic forces of the collective ego must be able to be overcome and dissolved by the power of your conscious realization of the truth that all is pervaded by the presence of the Supreme Being, and enable the luminosity of that presence to emanate boundlessly from the center of your being throughout the cosmos without limitation. This cosmic consciousness is beyond the imagination, let alone the event horizon of the ego. But it is our real nature. And now is the time to return to it so that that power flows through us into the world to offer help to those who are drowning in fear and confusion and hopelessness, and to bring hope and light and empowerment by lighting up the noosphere of the planet with that divine consciousness. This is our service. And so we must leave behind the egocentric mind in order to serve the whole. Thus, the sacrifice of the ego is our offering in order to be of help to the world that is suffering because of the ego. And once we have popped the quantum wave function of ego consciousness as a structure that has disseminated through the morphogenetic field of the planet, that elimination of the ego illusion will spread like wildfire and allow all souls to awaken to the real nature of their being and return the world to unity and peace and the light of the one self. But we must go first in that and do what seems impossible. And to do that, we must let go of all the resistances of the ego and its cynicism and its unloving and uncaring nature. And we must let go of all of its defenses so that we ourselves are permeated by the love of God and the power of goodness, so that we can spread that power to a world that has lost faith in the reality of God and goodness, and bring that as a palpable vibrational frequency, not just a belief, not just a hope, not just an imaginary dogma, but as a realized power. But to do that, we must have gone through the eye of the needle so that no trace of the ego remains, and the unlimited consciousness of the cosmos shines through our vehicles. So that's the reason for the satsang tonight. In addition to the fact that I couldn't find a good movie to watch, and there aren't very many anymore, and I think we are not in need of films that create paranoia and that simply produce a consciousness that brings us down to a political level of multiplicity and the duality of good and evil. But we must go beyond that frame of reference in order to realize the unified field of the absolute reality and leave behind the relative and the imaginary, which is all that can be produced by filmmakers, because the real is not visible and is not narratable. And so we must leave behind our own addiction to stories and images and commentaries about a world that itself is unreal, and return to the silence of the absolute presence beyond space and time, which is our real nature, so that a new cycle of time can emerge from the absolute presence. So I hope you understand the necessity of not delaying any longer your realization of the Supreme Self that is the core and essence of who you are, and bring that from the background and the suppressed state into the foreground, and allow the light to shine through your eyes and through your third eye, and to fill the world with that luminous power of realization that transforms everything you see into the realization that all is the one self, all is a perfect manifestation of God. You and everything you see are all the same one self, the one substance and essence of reality that is pure consciousness, transcendent and immanent. And abide in that unified field as its dreamer, its master, its author, and its servant. So that the field is raised to the consciousness of the dreamer and the dream itself unifies itself into the wholeness that your consciousness alone can bring about through the power of love. Love of all that is, love of the self that produces all that is, unconditional and absolute love is the only power that can bring us out of this hell realm that the ego has produced in its hatred of itself and of its world. May we become those lovers of God who are able to express that love in relationships with all whom we meet and all the objects in the world that are also manifestations of the One Self. And be free of judgment, and be free of all that separates us from the whole.